Hello world and hello world again. Yes, today we are talking about AI, artificial intelligence, computers, robots, if you're into that sort of thing or whatever your persuasion. But today we are talking about AI, girlfriends in particular. Seems like a lot of you, I'm not going to go there, man. Let's go ahead and get into the article, all right? Let's do it. Welcome back to another episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast, y'all. My name is Cameron Bivens, the Dragon Horse himself, and your lovely, lovely host. In my spare time, I also like to redline my microphone. Yes, I know this audio is going to be a bit off, sometimes loud, sometimes soft, but bear with me, bear with me. We're going to get through it like we always do, as expected. So I got this article from yahoo.com. Yeah, that's right. Yahoo is still a thing. Could have surprised me too. No diss to Yahoo though. No diss to Yahoo. Look, if Yahoo's listening, you know, help a brother out. I like your articles, I must admit. The title of this article reads out, Tech Exec Predicts AI Girlfriends Will Create a $1 billion, with a B, dollar business. Comfort at the end of the day. All right, and this was published on, well, yesterday, Monday, April 15th. 2024, coincidentally, tax day. Everybody loves a good tax day. Apparently, people love good AI girlfriends, according to this tech executive. This is supposed to be a very profitable business in the future. And upon consideration, I can see how. In fact, I think it will be. Now, will it be profitable for everybody, or will everybody be interested in this? Doubtful. But with the capabilities that artificial intelligence has, ultimately people want to feel, right? They want to feel loved. They want to feel fulfilled. And artificial intelligence is pretty good at filling in a lot of things. But the debate is still up to see if artificial intelligence is good at filling in for human emotion. Yeah, that's something they haven't been able to figure out yet. But as I said before, wait on it. I mean, we've all seen that movie, iRobot. Hey, look, Will Smith, you know, I'm getting flashbacks here. This stuff is scaring me, y'all. What's going on? What's going on with this, right? AI girlfriends, do you guys think, look, before I get into this article, do you guys and gals, whatever you identify as, do you believe that AI girlfriends and boyfriends will seriously be a thing of the future? Or do you think it's sort of a phase? Because a lot of times with technology and with these technological companies, we get super excited. Oh, self-driving cars. Oh, self-driving planes. Oh, and then it turns out to be a bust. I mean, do you guys think this is going to be a bust, or do you think this is the real deal? Let's get into it. Not for me. I'm happy with my wife. But hey, some people out there, man, this might be for them. You know, there's probably trade-offs. It's only a matter of time before someone builds the next billion-dollar dating app that will pair real-life users with artificial intelligence-created girlfriends, according to a tech executive, the article says. Greg Eisenberg. Heisenberg? No, Eisen with an I. Eisenberg, CEO of the company Late Checkout, wrote a blog post on X, formerly known as Twitter, in which he shared that he met a man in Miami who admitted to me that he spends $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends. Oh my God. Yo, $10,000 a month? Okay, let's add that up, y'all. $10,000 a month. There are 12 months in the year. That's $120,000 he's spending. How much is this man making? He's got to be making at least like $200,000 a year, and he's living in Miami. He could just spend $10,000. That's pretty crazy. Listen, I'm not here to judge, and I'm not here to pocket watch. Lord knows I'm not bringing in no 10K a month. I can tell you that. But at the same time, you know, does he feel like he can't find a faithful woman in real life? You see, I hesitate to call these men losers, right? I hesitate to call them losers because I think that's sort of judging the whole group. And it's not necessarily how it is for every single person. Every single person's situation is different. In fact, I would go as far as to say some men that are super rich are afraid to deal with real women because they feel like they will only want them for their money. However, how entertaining can an AI girlfriend really be? I mean, it's a computer at the end of the day. It's just code, right? And that is just my opinion. Nevertheless, I would like to see how this came about. The article goes on to say, "I thought he was kidding," Eisenberg wrote, "but he's a 24-year-old single guy who loves it." He loves it. AI girlfriends, huh? That junk is like crack. That junk got him hooked. No offense. When Eisenberg asked him what he loved about it, the Miami man is quoted as saying, "Some people play video games. I play with AI girlfriends." Look, man, I don't know anybody playing... This man's wild with it. Listen, I could be wrong. I could be so wrong. But I don't know anybody out there playing video games that cost $10,000 a month. If you guys do, let me know. Right? But no. I think that's not a fair comparison. It's kind of crazy to see that we are essentially replacing human beings with all types of robots and all types of artificial intelligence, and nobody see anything suspicious or wrong with that. Why? Because we feel like we benefit from it, right? Right? Why do we need all these postmen if we have email? Yeah. Why do we need this if technology can make our lives easier? But when it comes to human relationships, loves, and girlfriends and boyfriends, at some point, is there not a line that's going to get drawn? You know? And is it silly of me to judge someone for wanting to draw that line? For me to say, listen, real people should be with real people. Where someone else is saying, no, a real person could be with a robot and is real love. And that robot somehow really loves them back. You know? But it just seems a bit mental. This is crazy to me. I couldn't even, if I was a child, like back in the 90s when I was born, whatever, could I imagine a future like this when I was growing up and we had terrible graphics on the Nintendo 64? No, I couldn't have imagined a future like this. Now look at this, you know? This is nuts. Anyway, there is a X post, formerly known as Twitter, by Greg Eisenberg with a caption and a picture. So I'm going to go ahead and put that up right now. It says, "The market cap for Match Group is $9 billion with a B. Someone will build the AI version of Match Group and make $1 billion plus. I met some guy last night in Miami who admitted to me that he spends $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends." Okay. And I must admit, the picture for this X post is a bit graphic. I mean, let's be real here. It's just like boobs and a girl that looks like she's on her knees. I mean, look, man, I'm not here to judge, man. Like I said before, I'm not. It may seem like I'm judging. I'm not here to judge, but I am saying, come on. At that point, it's like, do we really feel like artificial boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, and wives are the key to a happy future for humanity? Do we feel like that's pushing us forward? And I just don't feel like that. Personally, I just don't feel like that. That's my personal opinion. So yeah, I mean, this is pretty much what's going on right now. A lot of people are comparing it to dating apps. I disagree. Dating apps are with people. And sometimes people lie on dating apps and things of that nature, but it's still somebody with a pulse and with a human heart on the other end. Okay? That's my opinion. Now, let me go ahead and play the opposite end. I like to try and get both sides. Let me go ahead and play devil's advocate, right? If you have an AI boyfriend or girlfriend, a lot of the problems you have in relationships are not going to be magnified. They will be ignored, and you can live in blissful ignorance. You understand what I mean? Oh, I don't want to make time for my girlfriend. I have an AI girlfriend. I can turn her off. If I don't want to hear something that she's saying, I change the setting, right? If I don't want to do this, change it, alter it. It's a computer. Alter it. Change it to my liking. blissful ignorance. And for me, that's just not real life. Life is made up of ups and downs with the person you care about. And I know people out there are going to be throwing all types of divorce statistics at me. They're going to be like, what about divorce? What about this? All of that is a part of life, the ups and downs, the success and the failures of life. And that is what living is, right? Every day when you wake up, you get out of bed, you take that chance that the day is going to be a success or a failure. But to simply rely on an AI girlfriend or boyfriend, to me, if it's just a game, so be it. Okay, whatever, right? But to rely on it as a real companion partner, as a real life partner, to the point where you're paying $10,000 a month for it, that is avoiding life. That is avoiding dealing with the real issues or the real problems you might have in your life when it comes to relationships. Because as I said before, you know the AI girlfriend or boyfriend is not going to talk back. They're not going to give you a hard time. You're not going to have to work things out. And ultimately, you're not going to have to make a real commitment. We are selling people their own blissful ignorance in return for money. And in my opinion, that's not helping people get better. And that's not ultimately making the world a better place, in my opinion. It's just not. Now, for some people out there, I can't measure how many, but for some people out there, this would be perfect for them, they feel. I'm sure of it. Why? Because they feel like, well, if I get the AI girlfriend and I just go ahead and do what I have to do, I'm happy and I never wanted to be around people anyway. I want to live in the mountains by myself in a cave. But you are not the vast majority. The vast majority of people out there want community. They want love. They want compassion, right? It takes a village to raise a child. A lot of people out there want to be around others. They want to feel loved. They want to feel fulfilled. They want to feel like people rely on them. Yeah. And in my opinion, do not get that with computers, with only technology, because it's nothing more than code. It's not real. Okay. Regardless of where technology may be in the future. Now, in the future, we may revisit this and, oh man, something changed and, oh, there's this new thing where now it's human DNA with robot technology. Okay, sure. But as of right now, this is all just apps in an app store and code written into a computer. So look, enjoy your little pictures of your girlfriends or your boyfriends, whatever else, whatever the case, you know, and I get it. The world can be very lonely and very hurtful and very harsh, depending on how you look, depending on where you're from, depending on how much money you make. But at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and you still got to try and you still got to make things happen. Okay? Because that is life. Success and failures and balance and equilibrium. All right? That's my opinion on this article, and I will leave it at that. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Dragon Horse Podcast. And as always, stay safe, happy, and healthy. Love y'all, and I will catch you in the next episode. Quick disclaimer, however, I have been taking a break lately. I've been trying to get some things together. So just understand this. When I say life is about success and failures, I'm speaking from recent experience. Okay, this year has been an absolute roller coaster ride already, and we just got into 2024. I mean, it's only the middle of April. What the actual I'm just playing. I'm not going to start doing that on here. But what the hell? So I'm speaking from experience when I say these things. However, I will be cranking out these episodes much faster. And I'm not just talking about one a day. Soon enough, we are going to be rolling out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 a day sometimes. And I mean that from the heart. Love y'all, and I will catch you in the next episode very soon. Peace.